ABC Radio Australia.
A report from Papua New Guinea says more people in the country have guns than any other nation in Melanesia. This was revealed during a workshop looking at a national strategy on small arms control, which was held in Port Moresby last week. Guns are now said to be found everywhere in the country in the hands of criminals who terrorise, rob and kill citizens at will. The United Nations is now looking at working with the PNG government to address the proliferation of small arms in PNG. Retired Army General Jerry Singerok, who headed the Guns Control Committee back in 2005, attended the workshop, and he spoke with Caroline Tierman about the meeting.
Escalation of use of guns for illegal purposes, small arms, has escalated, and without government intervention, the situation is getting bad to worse. So hence this program. And after this program, there'll be action plans as to how to address the proliferation of small arms. That includes supply and demand and control.
Where are these guns coming from?
There's multiple sources that we've already established. Many of the guns pre-existed before independence, from planters, from private sources. And then the significant number of guns that leaked out to communities was during the 10-year Bougainville crisis. And of course, there's a gun running, guns for drugs between Australia, Papua New Guinea, and of course, between Indonesia and Papua New Guinea. Of course, we have illegal gun traders on logging and fishing vessels, not forgetting the fact that young people are now able to manufacture their own homemade guns and catapult guns.
And these small arms, they are being used for criminal purposes as well as shooting and killing of people?
Yeah, about 80% of the violence, there's always use or presence of weapons or small arms. All tribal fights now no longer have bows and arrows, but high-powered arms. Of course, there's also leakage of weapons from the security forces and of course, the police and CIS.
The huge number of guns in the hands of many Papua New Guineans, what does this mean for security in the country?
The use of guns for illegal purpose is the single most serious security concern to all of us. And without government intervention, without political will, the country will continue to, the fabrics of society will be eaten up because the crime will be rampant. And it's about time, and I'm thankful that the Prime Minister's department's now able to step up after so many calls by civil society to revisit the guns report and for the first time to implement the recommendations of the firearm report or the committee report, because you just cannot go and implement it because you tabled it in Parliament, because it has legislative, constitutional implications. There needs to be amendment on the Firearms Act and Intertribal Act, Urban Drift. You need to relook at the penalties in relation to armed violence. So it's a lot of things have to be taken into account other than just tabling it in the floor of Parliament.
Are you happy that at least the government is looking into this?
I am happy. I think it's about time the Marape Rosso government takes ownership of the guns report, because at the end of the day, we cannot do anything without political will. And at least there's indication already that the government is serious to address the guns issue.
Earlier, you said that these small arms are coming through the borders, Indonesia, PNG border, Solomon Islands, and also the PNG-Australia border. Are you looking at cooperation between these nations with PNG or?
Yeah, cooperation is one thing, but we need to tighten up our border control, and it's an internal. We need to take the lead role by stepping up our surveillance systems, using technology, using human resource to make sure that we monitor people crossing and exiting the border. That's at the airport, at the land borders in Wayam down in Western Province, linking into Merauke, and of course in Wanimo, Sundown, between Wutong and up into Bewani, into Telefomen. Those are the land border. I mean, PNG says the longest land border with a neighboring country. It's about 760 kilometers land border. It's a very, very difficult and sophisticated land border. And of course, we have a maritime border between Australia, mainly Northern Territory and Solomon Islands to South Bougainville, the Kangu crossing point.
It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, but we need to start somewhere, and that's why the committee, when set up, should be able to revisit the 2005 report, because it's already done. It's still a government document, and that's why we need to revisit it and use the current involvement of UN to push this so that we can at least not only be seen, but doing something positive to make our country safe.
That was retired Army General Jerry Singerock speaking there with reporter Caroline Tierman.